Hello, DriveCast listeners. Happy Friday. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and we'll welcome you to another Friday edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And I want to talk today about a really popular parable, the parable of the sower and the seed. And before we get started with that, it was time for us to plant flowers at our house. And my wife, Martha, she bought me this little electric-powered rototiller to get our flower beds, to get them ready for planting, to get that soil good and soft and ready to receive those plants. And during my first run with the rototiller, the rocky soil, it just bounced that little electric tiller just all over the place, which got me thinking about Jesus' parable of the sower and the seed. And you know, it's included in each one of the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all the evangelists, they allocated space to Jesus' important teaching concerning soil conditions. And this parable, I mean, it really resonated in this Palestinian agrarian culture. And as you compare each parable closely, you're just going to get a feel for how each of the evangelists used the material in their gospels to get the point across to their hearers. And in Luke chapter 8, he informs us that hearing this parable, those present, there were disciples present, there were would-be disciples present, and there were also large crowds present when Jesus taught the parable. And you know, for most of us, we know the meaning of the parable. You know, there's this sower that is sowing the seed, and he just overabundance of seed being sown. And the seed represents the word of God. And Jesus informs, you know, his hearers that seed that fell along four different soils. There was that hard path, and that represented those who've heard the seed or the word, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they won't believe and be saved. And then there's the seed that when it was sown and it fell on rocky soil, it represented those that when they heard, they received the word with joy, but having no root, they believed for a while and yet fell away in a time of testing. And then there was the seed that also it fell among thorny soil. And, you know, this represented those who, when they heard, they go on their way, but they get choked with worries and riches and pleasures of life, and they didn't produce any kind of fruit whatsoever. And finally, there was seed that hit the good ground, the good soil. And that represented those who, having heard the word with an honest and good heart, they hold on to it, and by enduring, they produce fruit. So what Jesus explains is basically there's four types of soils. Again, you know, there's the hard path to where Satan swoops in and he steals the seed from our hearts, causing us not to believe the word. Or there's that rocky soil who represent the people who believe for a while but yet fall away in a time of testing. Thirdly, there was that thorny soil, the folks who've heard the word, yet they go on their way. They're being choked by the worries of the world and riches and pleasure. And then there's that good soil, folks who hear the word with an honest and good heart to hold on to it and by enduring produce fruit. So when I read the parable of the sower and the seed, it's like the Holy Spirit just uses a laser pointer, and that red dot just focuses right on in the middle of my chest. Why? Because for me, when I read the parable as a disciple of Jesus, I pretty much, my takeaway is that every day I get to choose what type of soil I'm going to be. I mean, there are days I'm going to allow, unfortunately, Satan to steal the word of God from my heart. It caused me to doubt. It caused me not to believe. And then there are days that I'm going to fall away when I get tested by adversity. Or there's days that I'm going to be distracted by worries, and or that I'm going to be chasing after riches and pleasure. And then there are those days that once every now and then I'm going to get it right. I'm going to be that type of disciple whom Jesus is proud of today. And you know, that would be the good soil disciple, the disciple that has an honest and good heart, a disciple that hears the word, holds on to it, and produces fruit for the kingdom. So as usual, I want to wrap up today's DriveCast in the way by giving you a chance to pray a brief prayer today, a prayer that focuses on the condition of our hearts today. If you want to participate, you may want to pray something like this. Dear Lord Jesus, as I go through my day today, I ask for discernment from your Holy Spirit, not distraction from the enemy. Soften my heart to receive the seed, that sweet revelation from you today, the sower. It's a privilege to be counted among your disciples today. Therefore, I'll do my best to honor you while accomplishing my daily tasks. Amen. So I want to say thanks to you faithful DriveCast listeners from our teaching pastors. I know that they're grateful that you listen to the DriveCast regularly. May God bless you and your family over the weekend, and I hope you tune in Monday for another edition of the LifePoint DriveCast. God bless.